And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Last week, I talked about consequences, and that in order to change behavior, there must be consequences. I used the childhood metaphor of the cookie jar, that to keep the kids out of the cookie jar, there must be consequences. And I stretched the metaphor to our local governments, that they are like a cookie jar, full of our tax dollars. And we need to watch over our cookie jar like hawks, like responsible parents. Because local governments are too often thought of as a bottomless cookie jar, replenished each year with a new batch of cookies, our taxes, and those in charge only have to worry about it once every 4 years. Well, folks, we're in year four, and in 6 months, we get to decide who is most capable and who we want with their hand in our cookie jar. Now, unfortunately, we don't get to decide who gets access to our cookie among those in the shadow government, the directors of planning, parks and recreation, the CAO, etc. So we must be even more diligent in selecting those who have oversight over those behind the scenes. This raises two basic problems. One, finding the most qualified people for us to elect to oversee the distribution of our cookies. And two, finding enough citizens to watch over those taking from the cookie jar. It's not a once in every 4 year job. Now in Coburg, the problem of getting the most qualified candidates is currently being challenged by the Coburg Taxpayers Association. They are challenging recent recommendations by the Ad Hoc Committee on Remuneration. Their opposition is based on the time-honored principle that you get what you pay for. If we want the best stewards of our cookie jar, then we must attract the best people. And we can only do that if we pay them what they're worth. And they are worth a hell of a lot more than what we are currently paying for. More citizens need to get behind this taxpayer association effort. Which brings me to my second point. Whose job is it to watch those who have their hands in the cookie jar? It's yours. Yours, mine, and every citizen. Who gives a damn? The problem is, not enough people give a damn, and even fewer do anything. Getting a lot of people to do a lot of things is not easy in this busy, busy, chaotic world. But getting people to give a damn about their own cookie jar shouldn't be too difficult. But it is. And that's what politicians count on. And that's what must change. We need to give a damn. We need to show up, at least get up off our apathy, and support the hardworking people who are doing something. And we are lucky that in Port Hope and Coburg, there are two diligent groups, Coburg Taxpayers Association, the CTA, and Port Hope Citizens Association. Google them. Visit their websites, join them, and show up at their events. They are the ones watching over the cookie jar, and they can use all the support we can give them. In fact, the CTA are holding an open house in Coburg on Wednesday, May 23rd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Trinity United Church on Division Street, just north of King. They will be sharing information about things that matter. So get out, get up to date, and show that you give a damn. Remember this, Donald Trump won less than 1 in 4 voters. And voter turnout numbers in our community are, shamefully, about the same. We not only get what we pay for, if we don't give a damn, then we get what we deserve. And we get no one watching the cookie jar. Think about it, and then start giving a damn.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.